You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to the Strictly Come Dancing preview for this week on week number 6. So we have a look at the outright betting and we see Danny Mac once again top of the shop, courtesy of another very solid dance last week in the shape of the rumba, probably one of the hardest dances to pull off, but once again Danny Mac was superb in his technique and he really did shine in that particular dance. Ori Adobo, his main market rival breathing down his neck, also posted a very good dance in the waltz as well, and the two of them are rather pulling away from the pack. We could really do with the two girls pulling up their socks this week. Louise Redknapp currently a 7-1 chance with William Hill. She gets a chance perhaps to put a bit of gloss on her Charleston this week. One or two of the judges just suggesting that Louise is just kind of flatlining a little bit. She's very consistent, don't get me wrong. You know, 32s every week, 8s across the board, the odd 9. But she hasn't really had a chance to wow the audience so far. But I've got a feeling this week the Charleston is going to do just that. And she could easily become the top lady in that particular market after this week. And in fact, if there was a high score category this week, of course no bookmakers bet on that particular market nowadays, but I do think Louise Redknapp would get top marks with her Charleston, so expect her to be top of the tree after this weekend. Claudia Fagapani, she's obviously very, very solid as well, currently a 9-1 chance with William Hill. She's dancing the American Smooth this week with, AJ, and she's going particularly well throughout the competition. The rest of them, well, rather struggling a little bit. Greg Rutherford, a little bit of money for him this week, but on the evidence of what we saw last week in the Latin with the cha-cha-cha, as predicted, he was rather loitering towards the bottom of the pile, and he rather survived the dance-off rather fortuitously. Of course, Laura Whitmore, she didn't dance last week. She's back on board following that little bit of an incident with her ankle, with her and Giovanni. I've had 5 days off. They come back with the tango. And that brings me on to the next elimination betting. And it is, of course, that dreaded tango, which has been the problem for a lot of the celebrities so far. We've had Tamika, we've had Naga and Leslie Joseph. Amazingly, all going out courtesy of the tango. And Laura, like I say, she's been fated with that particular dance this week. There's a good chance that she could actually go this week. Don't forget, she's already been in the dance-off. And if you think that Ed Balls might just scrape through again, albeit he'll probably be the worst dancer doing the cha-cha-cha. Traditionally, the comedic dance, the controversial dancer, like Ed Balls, goes in week 8. You look back through the annals of time, Jamie Vine, Ann Widdicombe, Victoria Pendleton, Grant, Judy Murray and John Sargent as well. They've all gone in week 8. All of them have survived Blackpool and gone to that particular week. So the judges are obviously going to, and the voting public, going to try and keep Ed Balls in once more. So it might well be a straight fight, as I said, between Laura, who's doing the tango, and maybe Anastasia, who very much had the sympathy bounce last week, of course, the week before Brendan was off with a bit of a head cold or a virus or whatever it was, and Gorka stepped in to do a decent dance with them last week. Anastasia's got a much more tougher, more technical jive, obviously the quicker dance in the shape of the jive this week, and it's just how well she can pull that off which determines whether she'll get through the show for one other week. Greg and Natalie, well, they'll do in the rumba. They might just scrape through there again. I think Greg's a little bit more popular than what I thought, even though he did a bad dance last week, as I said, in the shape of the cha-cha. He seems to be surviving throughout the week's courtesy of the public vote. So it looks a straight fight between Laura and Anastasia this week, and I don't think it'd be too much different between the judges' scores as well, so it might come down to who dances the best dance-off. At the prices, I'll probably go with Laura at 4-1, because I just think the fact that she's already been in the dance-off along with Anastasia makes her a likely candidate this week. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast. I'll leave you with the elimination bet for this week, as Laura as the value bet to go, and it's over now to Rob Dixon, who's going to talk about all things X Factor on this coming weekend.
Thank you, Andy. Some great tips there. So, on to the X Factor. And after last week, it was Relly C, who was the third elimination, or the third evictee of this market. Back to for the last 2 weeks. So, obviously, it was a cert, having no money on her at all this week, last week, that she was going to go. In the outright, we'll start the outright. Matt Terry has shortened quite considerably in the last couple of weeks. It's 4-6 now to lift the crown. 9-2, 5 after midnight. 9-1, Emily Middlemas. 12-1, Gifty Louise and Honey G. 16-1, Samantha Lavery. 25-1, Four Diamonds, who were in the sing-off last week. 33-1, Sarah Alto. 50-1, Ryan Laurie. Going on to the elimination, Sarah Alto survived last week with the pimp slot, but you feel that she's going to be back in the pack again this week, and she's 13-8 favourite to go this week. 9-4, Four Diamonds. 11-4, Ryan Laurie. 9-1, Samantha Lavery. 12-1, Gifty Louise. 20-1, and bigger, Honey G, Emily Middlemas. 5 after midnight, and Matt Terry. If I had to have a bet this week, I'm looking really. I think Sarah Alto probably will go. I like the two bigger prices, Samantha Lavery at 9-1 and Gifty Louise at 12-1. Both, I think, are sort of struggling with the vote. They tried to push both of them last week. It didn't really work. And I think with Four Diamonds, that they want to keep Four Diamonds going for another few weeks, especially maybe there's doubts over sort of the vocals of Five After Midnight. They'd want to keep Four Diamonds going. Ryan Laurie seems to have this this flash vote nailed. Sort of 2 weeks now, he's sailed through the flash vote. So you'd imagine sort of half of Scotland are voting for him. That does, to me, put Samantha Lavery and Gifty Louise probably the value selections this week at 9-1 and 12-1. Maybe the other option is to back them sort of in the bottom two as well, because you'd feel both of them would survive against Sarah Alto. So obviously the nine to one and 12-1 are sort of value. If you want the axe, maybe in the bottom two, Samantha Lavery 2-1 and Gifty Louise at 5-4. So maybe play the bigger price. Samantha Lavery is my tip this week to be in the bottom two. At 2-1.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.